are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Make sure to go to rockauto.com right now to see an amazing selection and reliably low prices. And make sure to tell them that Locked On sent you. Wow, do we have a lot to get into for today's episode. We're going to talk about the Angels' win, their start to the season, the fact that they're in first place right now for the first time in nearly 3 years. And then we're going to dive into some of the individual storylines around this game, talking about Shohei Ohtani, Alex Cobb, Mike Trout, and then we're going to dive into some of the injury news surrounding the Angels. But before getting into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94 and the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Tuesday. There is a lot to dive into for this episode, as I mentioned at the top. So why don't we get right into it and talk about the fact that the Angels won again. And with this win, they move to 7-3 on the season. That is tied for the best 10-game start in franchise history. And with the win, they moved into sole possession of first place for the first time in nearly 3 years. And yes, I'm well aware it's early on in the season and that this does not mean that the Angels are going to spend the rest of the season here. But it's pretty significant that this team did not spend a single game in first place last year, 2019, and for the remainder of 2018 after May 6th. It's remarkable that it's been that long since the Angels have been in this position, but it's also not that surprising. But this is a great start for the Angels. They won 10-3 on Monday against the Royals. As we talked about on Monday's episode of Locked On Angels, this was an important first game on the heels of a really bad performance on Saturday, getting rained out on Sunday, and they came out and showed that they were ready for the task. This was a great all-around game. We're going to dive into all of the individual elements of this game, but I really wanted to spend some time at the beginning just talking about this start for the Angels. Starting 7-3 is a big deal for so many different reasons, for a lot of the reasons that we've talked about on here before. This was a really tough stretch to start the season, and even a team like the Royals are decently competitive. Playing them on the road was not necessarily a gimme, and the Angels went out and beat them 10-3. And now, fully admit, some of those runs were just complete gift runs to the Angels by the Royals' bad defense, including on one individual play. But this was a good performance from the team. They're doing a lot of things well. They're putting together quality starts from the rotation. The bullpen is coming in and doing their job. The offense is doing a phenomenal job of getting runs to the plate. This has been a great offense so far. They have homered in 10 straight games to start the season. Surprisingly or unsurprisingly, that's the first time they have done that in franchise history. So this is a great start to the season from a team-wide perspective. But why don't we dive into some of the individual players from this game on Monday that made this win happen. And man, we've got to start with Shohei Ohtani. We have spent so much time talking about him on this podcast, especially recently, but he continues to do things that other players simply do not do. And that is not hyperbole. He hit a baseball 119 miles per hour, as you can hear from this audio courtesy of Major League Baseball and Bally Sports West.
Here's the 1-1 to Ohtani. And that's hit well into the corner. That'll rattle around and right and clear the bases. One.
Look at our stat cast. Exit velocity of 119 miles per hour. ML best is 121. Is a rocket.
So as you heard, Ohtani hit a baseball 119 miles per hour. That wasn't only the hardest hit baseball of his career. It is the hardest hit baseball of the 2021 season so far. And there are only five other guys that have done this in the major leagues. You've got Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Nelson Cruz, and Gary Sanchez. I believe that's actually four. So Ohtani is the fifth guy to do it. This is incredible stuff. I mean, watching this game live, you knew he hit the ball really hard, but it was astounding to look on Baseball Savant as that number popped up. You just don't see that very often, and it was just another testament to what Ohtani has done so far. Now, I don't have the updated numbers from StatCast, but Ohtani entered Monday's game leading baseball with the most barrels per plate appearance and batted ball event. In other words, that means he is doing the best job of consistently hitting the absolute crud out of the baseball at the optimal launch angle and doing damage. And that's not surprising given where Ohtani is at right now on the season. He has a 199 weighted runs created plus. That means he's been 99% better than the league average hitter. He's been swinging a lot more than he has in the past. His walk rate is hovering around about 3% right now or so, but it doesn't really matter at this point because he's hitting the ball so hard right now that at some point, pitchers are probably going to stop pitching to him, especially fastballs, which he has done some major, major damage on. But yeah, this has been so much fun to watch. He is honestly one of, if not the most compelling players in baseball right now, and what he continues to do is really just nothing short of amazing. But Ohtani wasn't the only guy who performed well on Monday's game. And you're going to look at Alex Cobb's numbers so far this season and see he's got a 4.63 ERA. That's not that great. It's basically where he's been at in his Orioles career and really over the last 5 years or so. But that doesn't tell the full picture. In his first two starts with the Angels, he has generated 19 swinging strikes in each game. And those are both the best that he has posted in the StatCast era dating back to 2015. That means there have been 19 swings that have resulted in swings and misses. So his swing and miss stuff is there so far. Through his first two starts, Alex Cobb has 17 strikeouts, two walks, and all of the underlying numbers are suggesting that there's some real value that he's going to provide for this team this year. Everything is coming from a velocity boost. It's a slight velo boost, but really it's that split change that the Angels and Cobb and the broadcast are calling quote unquote the thing, and it was nasty. It had, I believe, 15 swinging strikes on Monday's game. That was the most that he's gotten on that pitch in the StatCast era. So what he's doing so far is working. He was a guy coming over to the Angels, to be quite honest, if you've listened to this podcast for the last couple of months, I was not a big fan of the Alex Cobb addition, but he is proving me wrong, and I am very happy to be wrong on this one. He is throwing harder. He looks better. He's thrown that split change more, and the results are there so far. And at this point, if I'm the Angels, I'm going to Baltimore every single offseason and asking them for one of their starting pitchers, because the whole plan of trading for whether it's Dylan Bundy or Alex Cobb is seemingly working out well for this team. So just a very, very encouraging start for Alex Cobb. And before we take a quick break, we're going to talk about Mike Trout, because he homered yet again on Monday's game, as you can hear on this audio from Bally Sports West and Major League Baseball.
And Trout gets a hold of one into the corner and left, and he got it! Homers in 10 straight. Two-run shot for Trout.
Matty, I'm going with you to Vegas at some point. Great call on that one. Just kind of thinking, okay, let's get that home run streak going.
So Trout's really just been on a roll basically the entire season so far. He's walking more than he's striking out. He's hitting the ball even harder than he has in the past, and that's really just an astounding statement to make from the guy who is every single season near the top of the leaderboards for every meaningful statistic. So there's not much more to say about Mike Trout right now. What he's doing is just on par for what he's done in the past. Right now, he's looking like yet again one of the front runners for AL MVP, and that is the least surprising thing about this Angels season so far. But why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the injury news, because we do have to talk about some of the bad developments for the Angels, and we'll kind of preview the game on Tuesday. But first, let me tell you about Rock Auto. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or your truck. Make sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you with the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So make sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast from. So there has been a lot of good things happening for the Angels so far this season, and that none of this injury news takes away from the start that the Angels have had. But there has been some pretty significant news in the injury department. Obviously, Dexter Fowler tearing his ACL, being out for the rest of the season. That was the biggest development so far. Losing your starting right fielder was a big blow. But that wasn't the only injury news that we have gotten over the last couple of days. So Anthony Rendon hit the 10-day IL with a groin issue that was apparently bugging him after making a throw on Saturday's game in Dunedin, Florida. So we're not going to see Rendon for the next week and a half or so. It doesn't sound like it's that serious, but obviously was enough to put him on the injured list for right now. Right before the game, about an hour before, Juan Lagares, who was supposed to start in right field for the Angels, was scratched with left calf tightness, so that forced Jared Walsh to move to right field to put Albert Pujols in the game. And if that wasn't enough, in the middle of the game, Max Stassi jammed his thumb and he left the game. It doesn't sound like that's a serious injury as I'm recording this, but another guy who left the game early. And this has been a common theme, especially over the last handful of games for the Angels. Outside of Dexter Fowler's injury, luckily the news hasn't been too major, but the Angels' depth is certainly being tested right now, and that's not even mentioning the fact that Shohei Ohtani, who was penciled in as one of the six Angels starters for the Angels this season, is dealing with his blister issue. He apparently threw a bullpen on Monday and felt fine, so there's a good chance we'll see him pitch this week. But as a whole, there are a lot of injuries going around, and the Angels are certainly trying to make the most of the current situation. We've seen a lot more Jose Rojas than I think any of us expected to see so far. We're seeing Jared Walsh in right field, and things are getting a little interesting. Now, they're doing a pretty darn good job of making up for it by simply just hitting the crap out of the baseball and getting enough pitching right now. But this is definitely something to keep monitoring moving forward. So we'll see what happens in the next couple days with the injuries, but wanted to update you on where the Angels currently stand with their injuries. And before we kind of get out of here for today, I want to spend a couple minutes talking about the matchup for Tuesday's game against the Royals. We've got Dylan Bundy on the mound against Danny Duffy of the Royals. Both of these guys have performed quite well to start the season. Both guys are showing velocity boost to kick off their season. This is another opportunity for Dylan Bundy to just keep doing what he's been doing since coming over to the Angels. We spent a lot of time talking about him last week. He's very clearly an extension candidate for the Angels. And as we mentioned last week, after his start against the Astros, every start that he has, every time he goes out there and gives the Angels a quality start, gets closer to free agency, his value is only going to skyrocket. So I don't know what the situation is as of right now in terms of the contract talks with Dylan Bundy and the Angels, but if I were them, I would start exploring these sooner rather than later. I know he's an impending free agent. I know if the Angels are out of it this year that he would represent a good trade chip, but I really genuinely believe that this is the type of guy that you should extend for very, very obvious reasons. So this is another game for Dylan Bundy to go out there and prove that he's a legit starter for the Angels. And in terms of the rest of the roster for this game, it's going to be interesting. I would imagine that Max Stassi will probably sit. I'm curious to see if Juan Lagares will end up playing, because the Angels' depth, like I said, is certainly being tested right now. We're going to take one last break before we get out of here, but first let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device at betonline.ag and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Colin, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. So make sure to follow the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast from. So that's going to wrap it up here today for Tuesday's episode of Locked On Angels. As always, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94 or the podcast at Locked On Angels. So there is a lot to be excited about right now. If you're an Angels fan, they have put themselves in a very good position to start the season. Whether or not you think the start of the season matters or if it's a small sample size, which I don't disagree with, it's still a very encouraging start for a team that generally does not start off the season too hot. So this is a great start. They've done it against some very good baseball teams to kick off the season, and you couldn't possibly ask for anything better at this point. So the Angels have their final two games of this series. They will finish off on Wednesday against the Royals in a day game. They'll have Thursday off and then head back to the Big A for a very, very tough matchup against the Minnesota Twins, who are playing some pretty good baseball right now. They've got some dudes that are crushing baseballs, guys in the rotation that are doing well, so it should be a lot of fun. But that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Angels. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Wednesday.